Hello.
Hi there. My name is Oscar, and we're calling from National Opinion Service. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. It's about female registered voters at this point. And first question is about gender. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your cooperation. It's so much, so important. Female, let's move on then. And for classification purposes, what is the year of your birth? Only the year I need. I don't need the day or the month.
91.
1991. Very well. Let me enter that. Okay, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes, that you are. Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No Hispanic, all right. And what is your race, please?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you so much. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the planet, do you feel negative or positive about it?
Positive.
Positive? God bless your soul. It's getting tough out there. Okay, the future of the country, how do you feel about that?
Oh, right now, negative.
Negative, very well. And how about your own future?
Positive.
Positive, excellent. And let's move on. Thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Rate the amount of power you feel your vote has from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
Yeah, I would say 4.
A 4? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on then. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? You can choose 3 issues. They are all important, but you can choose 3. Gun violence, healthcare, racism and discrimination, crime, climate change, immigration, abortion access, student loans, national security, education, mental health, the economy, and the cost of living?
I would say mental health, healthcare,
okay,
and cost of living.
Cost of living, good memory. most of the time I had to read them a couple of times.
Yeah. Well, like you said, they're all important. So
they are all important. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Would you say it's caring for senior family members, your education, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities, relationships, having or caring for a children, advancing in your career, contributing to a positive change in your community, improving or maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance. So of all of those, which 3 are the most important to you in this chapter of your life?
I would say mental health. That's
mental
a big thing
health
for me.
It is a big thing.
The one about the child care. There's one about children.
Okay, you can see, caring for senior relationship, having or caring for children. Okay, yes, one
yeah,
more.
Yeah, children. Now my memory is jogged.
Okay, caring for senior family members, your education, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities. Relationship.
I would do the economic security.
Very well. That's important. Okay, let's move on. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You can choose 3 as well. Your profession, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, your role in relationships, your personality, being American, your spiritual and religious beliefs, being young, your sexual orientation, or being a woman?
I would say my religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would say being a woman.
Being a woman.
And read me the first three that you said.
Your profession, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, your relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, friend, personality, or being American, being young, or your sexual orientation?
I would say relationships. Personality or relationships, yeah.
Very well, yes. Okay, let's move on. Thank you so much. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Do you feel disappointed or sad, dread, happiness, anger or frustration, pride, exhaustion, or hope?
Disappointment.
Okay.
And maybe a little frustration.
Frustration, okay. Sign
and,
of the time.
Just question, moving forward, how much longer would you say? How many more questions?
Depending on how fast we move. I'm trying to move as fast as we can.
Because I'm trying to get my kids down to bed, so they're in the bath right now.
Very
so
well.
Hurry this up.
Let's get as far as we can. You know, I cannot force you to. Let's continue. So, which of the following statements come closest to your own opinion? Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. That's A. B says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. A, B, or C?
I'll say B.
B, very well. I will be reading a little faster so I can, get you up the hook and so you can do your things. Factors are the most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Would you blame corporate money has too much influence, division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system, power-hungry politicians seeking control, systemic racism. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Too many old white men in power. Not enough people getting involved to make our choices heard. Voices heard, I mean. Okay.
I would say the one about the ones wanting to stay in power, the political power.
Power-hungry politicians seeking control?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, ma'am. You can choose two more. Corporate money has too much influence, division and gridlock between political parties, two-party system, systemic racism. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, and too many old white men in power.
Not enough people getting together to make our voices heard. And
corporate money has too much influence, division and gridlock, the two-party system, systemic racism.
You said division and what? What is it? Division and what?
Division and gridlock between political parties.
Yeah, I would say that one.
All right, well, let's move on fast. Baby's waiting. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? How about your state government decisions? How much do they affect your personal life? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat. How about ballot initiatives? How much that affect your personal life? Ballot initiatives.
Probably very little.
Little? Very well. How much decisions made by the Supreme Court, how much that affect your life?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. How about decisions made by community organizations, like nonprofits and grassroots coalitions? How much would that affect your life?
Little.
Little, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about decisions made by Congress?
Somewhat.
Decision made by your city government. How much would that affect your life?
Somewhat.
And decision made by President Biden.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Very well. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civil participation. In civil participation, we mean voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. Okay, the first one mentioned here is the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Would that motivate you a lot, motivated, or not at all motivated to participate in civically to enact change?
I would say a little bit.
Someone unmotivated or someone motivated?
Motivated.
Someone motivated. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Very well. Remember, you had the option of very motivated or someone motivated.
I'm sorry. I have two kids in the background. I'm doing my best to
sure. No. Not a problem.
Here.
In 2020, I remember my days when my kids were young. I believe it. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Would that make you very motivated, someone unmotivated, or not at all motivated to enact change through civil participation?
Repeat this one again.
Yeah, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Would that make you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to participate in civil action to enact change?
If I were to say that I'm motivated, is that being pro-abortion or against abortion?
Well, I can elaborate on it. I'm supposed to read 100%
okay.
Verbatim. So to the best of your understanding of the question.
Then I would say a little bit motivated.
Somewhat motivated would be that.
Yes.
Very well. Yes, because you have to, make your own opinion be heard. I don't want
of course.
To pollute it.
I just want to make sure I'm answering correctly. Yeah.
That's correct.
You okay?
Yes. The U.S. Next one says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Would that make you very motivated to participate in civil participation to enact change? Somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Unmotivated, somewhat unmotivated.
Somewhat motivated, very well, one more.
Uh-huh.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them service.
Mm-hmm.
Would that motivate you very, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to participate in civically to enact change?
Unmotivated.
Somewhat unmotivated or not at all motivated?
Not at all motivated.
Very well. Let's move on. Thank you. Almost done, ma'am. In your opinion, how effective each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S. would be? Boycotting a company. How effective is that? Very effective? Somewhat effective? Not very effective?
Sit up,
or not effective?
Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that one?
Boycotting a company.
Boycotting a company?
Yeah.
I'm not at all.
Let me read the question again so that, perhaps you lost that.
No,
In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Boycotting a company, do you think that's very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
Not at all. I have to go.
Okay, let's finish this part. Let's see. Volunteering for an advocacy organization, how effective is that?
We're volunteering for what?
Volunteering for an advocacy organization or being an advocate for an organization. Is that very effective?
Little motivated. Yeah.
Very.
Oh,
okay.
Is it effective?
Somewhat effective or very effective?
Somewhat.
Voting in elections. How effective is that?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Attending a protest.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media. How effective is that to make change, to make the changes that you want to see in the U.S.?
Very little.
Not very effective or not at all?
Not very effective.
Okay. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. How effective is that?
Contacting who?
Contacted or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Little effective.
But not very effective. Would that be correct, or not at all effective?
The first one.
Not very effective. And signing a petition. How effective is that?
What's the option before a little
bit? Very
effective.
Effective, somewhat effective.
Somewhat.
Not somewhat, very well.
Yeah.
Let me see how much we have to go. All right. We're almost done, man. We're at 75%. Please just give me a few minutes more. No matter how frequently you vote in an election, please think of the barriers that you may have, that have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose three. The options are: the candidate didn't represent my values, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly, you didn't have the time to vote, your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time, you didn't know how or when to vote or register. Inconveniences like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off locations. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Voting doesn't change anything that matter to you. You didn't know enough about the candidates. None of the above because you always vote. None of the above because you
face
them.
I would say the first two.
Okay.
And then that I didn't know enough about a candidate.
Okay, you didn't know.
Not
candidate didn't represent
apply,
your
but
values.
If I have
you
to
didn't
pick
know.
Three.
You didn't uh-huh. think your vote be counted properly.
Uh huh.
And there wasn't. You didn't know enough about the candidates. It was the third
yes.
one, right? Very well. Let's
yes.
move on. Almost there. You see. After this, we'll be done. And just the statistical questions are left. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented make you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages. While the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes, the powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. How much information makes you want to be more engaged with the political system in the United States? Want to be engaged a lot more, a little more, engage a little less, or a lot less?
A little less.
A little less? Very well.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. Does that information make you to be more engaged, a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less in the political system in the U.S.?
A little less.
A little less, very well. Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by the issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Generation Z Americans will make up half of the eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Does that information make you to be engaged a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or a lot less in the political system in America?
A little less.
Very well, just one more. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Does that information make you to be engaged a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or a lot less in the political system?
A little less.
Very well, let's move on. Very well. What are the media sources that you check the most for content? You can choose two of them. Do you check podcast, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, national TV news, news or information articles online, Twitter, local TV news, informational news outlets, international news outlets, or Facebook? Which two do you use the most for content?
Instagram and Facebook.
Excuse me?
Instagram and Facebook.
Instagram and Facebook. Very well. Let's move on. Thank you so much. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Do you seek out sports, shows and movies, business and finance, hobbies, tips and hacks, science and technology, humor and memes, music, health, beauty and self-care, government and politics, or news and current events?
I would say humor and current events.
Current events. Okay. Very well. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. What is the highest level of school that you have completed, ma'am, or the highest degree you have received?
Associate.
Associate. Thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual,
straight,
four, something else? Straight. Thank you so
straight.
Much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced, married? Thank you. Are you the partner or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
I kind of surmised that. Thank you. Very well. Thank you so much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. Thank you so much. And would you say, do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you so much. How would you describe your employment status, ma'am? Full-time, part-time, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanent, disabled, homemaker, or student?
Homemaker.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote in 2020?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, thank you. And almost done. What the last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And your best estimate is fine.
I would say between 90 and 100.
Okay, so 100, over 100,000, then very well. Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our
service. I wouldn't say over 100. I would say if there's anything slightly under, perhaps.
Okay, sure. Okay, this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, ma'am. I know you
have
your kids, your baby to take care of. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Have a good night.